Welcome to Funding Unraveled, a podcast by Catapult Learning, exploring the different layers of federal funding. My name is Warren Dillon, and I am the Director of School Partnerships at Catapult Learning, an education service provider with more than 40 years of experience providing state and federal education services to private school students. Welcome to episode one of our series on federal education program funding for private schools. Now, the topic of today's podcast is Title I programming. Title I is part of the Every Student Succeeds Act, which is known as ESSA, and is the largest education program financed by the federal government. Today, let's delve into what Title I can provide your students and how to make this happen. I have with me Ellen McGahey, the Director of Operations for Catapult Learning, and she's going to share with us some of her insights into the Title I program and how it can best support private school students. Now, let's begin. Ellen, can you tell us what is meant by Title I-A services?
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me on this podcast. So Title I can be a complicated program, so I think it's probably best to start with the basics, with a description of Title I services and how they're funded. In terms of funding, Title I funds are determined by counting the low-income children that attend private schools. It's important to note that for private school students, to either be counted as low-income children who generate funding or students that are eligible for services, they have to live in a public school attendance area that has a Title I program. In terms of services that can be provided, the program can be designed to meet the specific needs of private school students who are either failing or in danger of failing to meet high academic standards. Title I services can be direct services to students, like instruction in content areas in reading, math, or STEM. It can also provide counseling services, a mentoring program, or even one-on-one tutoring. It's important to remember that according to the law, any of these services can be provided individually or in combination with any other one. Title I services can provide eligible students time during the day as a pull-out program in smaller groups. It can also be done after school or before school. And in some programs, it happens in the summer or even on the weekends. The goal of Title I is to design the services so that they best meet the needs of students that are at risk and the ones that are being served. Also, Title I services can provide professional development for teachers that work with eligible Title I students. All of that professional development should be focused on helping the teachers improve learning outcomes for the Title I students that they have in their regular classrooms. Also, in most areas, some of the Title I funding will be set aside so that we can provide parent and family engagement opportunities to help support those Title I students when they leave the school in furthering their educational success.
Well, there seems to be a lot of options for this funding allocation and so much to consider. So talk to us about how we go about the planning process, who makes the decisions, how does this thing take place?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So the law actually contains a description of a process that's called consultation. And while the public school district does retain control of the program and makes the final decisions, they do so only after conducting what's called timely and meaningful consultation. And so that consultation process is a collaborative process between the public and the private school officials, and it accomplishes several things involved with the planning and implementation of the program. The list of things that they work through include the needs of those students that are eligible for services and how best to meet those needs by providing those Title I services. Also, we talk about when and how often those services get provided, who should deliver the services, and how do we assess whether or not that program is working for those students. The district is the one that initiates consultation, which, by the way, has to begin before any decisions are made about the program and its implementation. It should also happen in time to discuss all of the topics required by law and be able to design an effective program that begins at the start of the school year.
Okay, so at this time, we should be at a point where those consultations have taken place and services have already begun. But let's go back a little bit. Let's say we're gearing up for this upcoming school year, the new school year. What should principals keep in mind when they're participating in these consultations?
One point, Warren, just to reinforce, consultation is a process. It's not a one-time meeting. So it should absolutely be an ongoing process, evaluating the program on a regular basis and ensuring that the program is meeting the needs of those students.
Okay.
But to answer your question, during consultation, it's really important to look at both the funding of the program and the services that are going to be provided. So in regard to funding, the method that we use to count the number of low-income children that attend that private school should be discussed. The law allows for 5 different options for conducting that count. And then in regard to which students are going to receive services, you need to discuss how their needs are going to be determined, including the criteria that define the educational need for those students, and how best to design a program using the funds that they have available to serve those children. And then what do you hope that your students are going to achieve over the course of the year?
Okay, so realistically, how should our listeners best prepare for the initial consultation meeting?
That's also a great question, Warren. Preparation is extremely important in order to ensure that the Title I program is designed in a way that will help the students in the non-public school or in the private school. My recommendation before you go into the consultation meeting is to ask yourself some questions like, what are the needs of the students in our school specifically that Title I can help with? And really importantly, what data do I have available that could be put together that support that request for services? Also, what services would best meet the needs of those eligible students and why? Think about professional development for your teachers. What types of professional development or what specific objectives would be helpful to help grow those teachers and therefore grow your students? How best can families be supported of their students' academic work, and how can Title I help them? And then when you're at the consultation meeting, it's really important to ask what the total amount of funding available is and how was that determined? What program services are you in agreement with the public school district that should be provided to your Title I students is another really important thing to discuss. And then in some cases, who's going to provide those services to the students? Are you interested in working with a third-party provider to deliver those services? Or can you meet with the potential public school teachers who will be delivering those services in your school to your students? And then another really important topic to make sure that you discuss is, when are you going to start services? Those services should align with your school calendar to make sure that your students are available to receive those services.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of information here for Title I, but it feels like we've just kind of scratched the surface. So I want to thank you so much for coming on to this podcast and joining me to kind of give an overview for our listeners. I hope that this was helpful to you guys out there and that it's given you some things to consider as you consider your Title I and your federal program options. But please know that we know that this can be a very involved and detailed process. So if you need any assistance or if you would like our consultation prep guide, please contact me, Warren Dillon, at 214-784-3557. Thank you again for joining us today.